As the world's largest developing country, China has made its position on climate change clear. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Zhang Yu Tuesday said one of the major issues is money to help developing nations cope with the effects of climate change. Zhang says the funds pledged by developed countries so far still fall short of what developing countries expected. She urges developed nations to, in her words, fulfill their obligations to provide financial support. She calls this a key condition for the success of the Copenhagen conference. She said Premier Wen Jiabao leaves Wednesday for Copenhagen to deliver a speech outlining China's position on climate change and to meet with international leaders on the sidelines of the climate change summit. Zhang also accused developed nations of abandoning the principle reached in earlier accords, which require them to cut greenhouse gas emissions, but do not make the same requirement of developing countries. Zhang says developed nations have put forward a plethora of unreasonable requests for developing countries. She warns that this could hurt negotiations and hamper the Copenhagen conference's ability to produce good results. Many so-called greenhouse gases, such as carbon dioxide, come from burning fossil fuels such as oil or coal. Climate scientists think accumulated gases are contributing to global warming and weather changes. The Chinese comments come one day after Chinese Vice Foreign Minister He Yafei accused developed nations of creating the problem and said they are responsible for fixing it. He especially singled out the United States as a country that has not done its share to help reduce the effects of climate change. Zhang echoed He's statement, urging developed nations to, in her words, take the lead in emissions reductions. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.